to nicotinic acid.
Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
Familiar sound opening Cosmic Overdrive number 133 on, let's see what it is today, March the 26th, I think, 2012. The first day, or the first weekday, or the first Cosmic Overdrive day that is on summertime. So it's almost light when we start, and Well, we're only going to go to the summer from here, so let's start with some dark stuff. It's not really very suitable, but hey, it's a cool track, Full Moon by Nachtliedje. And you may have heard this track, that's why I said it's a familiar sound. It was an entry in the last Cosmic, in the last Intergalactic FM demo contest, and I think it ended even pretty high. And it was one of my favorites from the whole demo contest. There were one or two entries that really stood out for me, also because they were a bit more in the wave scene than a lot of the other stuff. But this track particularly was very, very, very good, and I am very, very glad to announce that it is finally released on vinyl. It was actually one of those tracks that I even considered starting a label just to release something like this, because it deserves a release. It deserves to be away from the demo phase, so to speak. But I think, and this is all speculation, because it's released on a 7-inch with almost no information whatsoever. I think it's released by the band or the person itself, because I don't really see any label information on it. As a matter of fact, it comes in a plain white sleeve with just a card with it that has a picture of the moon, and then it says, "Where will I go when I fall asleep tonight?" Which is, of course, one of the lines from the track. There's another instrumental track on the B-side, which is really nice, and I have no idea where you can buy the 7-inch, but you can go to www.nachtliedje.com. And I'm sure there will be some information there. Thank you to... I forgot who it was that sent me this record. Whoever sent me this record is the guy or somebody from the band. And he contacted me on Facebook and said, "Hey, you like the track so much on the demo contest. I am really willing to send you a copy." So very, very a lot of thank yous for that, because I'm very happy with this 7-inch. Anyway, we quickly move on, because we're going to do another 7-inch special today from the vaults of the 666 Lounge. And believe me, those vaults are big when it comes to 7-inches. We're going to continue with a 7-inch from the Enfant Terrible label from 2008. This is Weermut and Together.
The right hand chair.
All alone, stone, stone.
I Without any future, no summer's only a common end in sight. A shared loneliness in the night. Together.
Green Vinyl Image. Tomorrow is Too Far from the not from their new album Strange Behavior, but from a split 7-inch that we did with them last year on the let me see what the label is. The label is called Custom Made Music, and it's a very nice track, but I think all their stuff is quite nice. Even there is some nice development in there as well. The last album in particular is really nice. But I really I like this track on this 7-inch too. And it's great stuff. Let's go back in time a bit farther, because that's what you do with 7-inches. It's usually old stuff, especially on Cosmic Overdrive, where we play old weird things. So this is not... it's not that weird. It was even in the charts here in Holland back in the days when that was still possible. Let's see what, if I can decipher on the sleeve what date this is from. I think it says 1982. It's kind of a difficult writing on that sleeve to read. So 82, but that sounds about right. I'm going to play a track by an English band called XTC. And the track is called Senses Working Overtime.
Mother for the cannons and the
Picture disc that I've played in a long time on Cosmic Overdrive. Maybe the first one at all. I don't really remember playing any other ones. I don't have that many picture discs because usually the sound quality is pretty horrible. This was The Cure and Happy the Man. You probably recognized Robert Smith's voice. It's the B-side of the Caterpillar 7-inch from 1984. And this is a picture disc I don't know. It's not really white vinyl. It's the picture disc is white with flowers and drawings and weird stuff on it. I played the B-side because the A-side is... I can listen to the A-side now, but I remember I bought this in England when it came out in 84. And I remember I was just, like many other people I knew, into the very dark stuff that The Cure released at that time. Faith and pornography albums, that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden the Caterpillar was released and it was this weird poppy song. And yeah, it was a major, what you would call these days, a major what the fuck moment where you think, what the fuck are these? What is this? And it took a long time for a lot of people to get used to the more poppy side of The Cure. As a matter of fact, I never really did. I kind of lost interest in the band not long after when they started to sound more and more like I don't know, like New Order and like more of a rock band, and for me it wasn't that interesting anymore. But I enjoy this track now, but I think this B-side, Happy the Man, is still a better track than Caterpillar. But not many Cure fans agree with me, but hey, who cares. Let's go on to another track, which is not a picture disc, but it is clear. No, it's not clear vinyl. It's a green vinyl. It's kind of a signal green. It's the kind of vinyl that if you make the room dark, you still see this record laying on the turntable. That's it's pretty bright. It's a promo that I picked up in America. From Kraftwerk, and the A-side is a pocket calculator, and the B-side, which I'm going to play, is called Dentaku, which is actually pocket calculator, but then sung in Japanese. So here's Kraftwerk in Japanese.
sypa, onga kuka na dery.
Thank you.
How much more beautiful can a melody get? I didn't even know this was released on 7-inch. Much to my surprise, I came across this. I'm really trying to remember now where I came across this, but I don't know. It may have been at the record fair in Utrecht or otherwise in some second-hand store somewhere that I like to frequent, and you find the most amazing things there. I think it was something like that. It was not on the record fair, because I remember I was both surprised at the record itself that it existed and that I found it in a place like that. So it was probably a second-hand furniture shop or a second-hand clothing and junk store, something like that. Anyway, Logic System, and you heard Unit, which is the B-side. I think, yes, it's, I don't know if it's really A or B side. The other side is Domino Dance, and it's two tracks from the Logic System album, of course, and it takes a while for that melody to come in, but when it does, oh, 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 it is so good. I really love that track, and really happy to find it on 7-inch. Like I said, I didn't know it even existed, so nice find. And it's a, it's a Dutch pressing, so... I don't know where it came from. I sure don't remember ever hearing it on the radio or anything. So nice. A good excuse to play this on Cosmic Overdrive. 133. And we're going back a lot farther in time this time. And there is actually a connection between the next band and Logic System, and that connection is Yellow Magic Orchestra, also from Japan. Hideki Matsutake from Logic System used to be one of the synthesizer players and sound programmers for Yellow Magic Orchestra, and YMO covered a track by the band we're going to play next. As a matter of fact, we're going to play the original version of that track. The band is The Beatles, and the track... What Beatles track did Yellow Magic Orchestra cover on one of their first records? Indeed, it is Day Tripper.
Taking these She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. She needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained or nothing's lost. Such a cause. Slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you will lose your mind. In life unkind.
In glorious mono, the Rolling Stones and Ruby Tuesday, the B-side of the Let's Spend the Night Together 7-inch. And actually a very good way to illustrate how fast music changed in the 60s, because there is only like 1 or 2 years between the track you heard from the Beatles and this one from the Stones. As I said before, with these old records, they never put years on them. So, and I don't have the computer here with me, so I can't quickly look it up on Discogs. But I guess the Beatles track was about 64. And this is 60, I think 65, maybe 66. Because this is kind of the beginning of the psychedelic age for the Rolling Stones, and in 67 they made their Satanic Majesty's Request, kind of a disastrous psychedelic album from the Stones. I like it, but most people don't regard it as their best work, so to speak. But anyway, this was kind of pointing in the direction that they were going to go, and it's really. It's kind of a big step forward from if you listen to what they did before and what the Beatles did before as well. Very quick progression in the way they used their instruments and the way they made their compositions with a lot more depth in the tracks. Nice to hear that. Anyway, we stay in the 60s for the next one. I don't know if this is going to be mono or stereo, but frankly, who cares? This is Tommy Rowe and Dizzy.
Thank you. hanging round you all the time. I want you for my sweet pet, but you keep playing hard to get. I'm going around in circles all the time. Dizzy, I'm so dizzy, my head is spinning like a whirlpool, it never ends. And it's you, girl, making it spin. You're making me dizzy. I finally got to talk to you, and I told you just exactly how I felt. And I held you close to me and kissed you, and my heart began to melt. Girl, you've got control of me, 'cause I'm so busy I can't see. I need to call a doctor for some help. Yes.
The magic combination of Jan Akkerman and Cas Lux in Brainbox, Holland's finest. Yes, I think I can say that. The magic actually only lasted for one album, and Brainbox already blew up, so to speak. But while they existed, they were the top band of Holland. The Sea of Delight was the name of the track. A very damaged 7-inch at the end. And actually, this is the short version of the track. There is like a 20-minute version with guitar solos, drum solos, whatever solos, anything you can think of. Solos on that track, but I think we played it once before on Cosmic Overdrive, or maybe even in the times that it was still Cosmic Space, but that's all in the grey past. Anyway, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful track. I may play the B-side on one of the coming shows, if we're going to do more 7-inch specials, and we may, because the vaults are not empty by far, so... And it's kind of fun to hear these records, because I don't know about you, but I don't normally really play 7-inches. And so this is a nice way to hear the collection. And one of the things I especially usually don't play are flexi discs, because, well, they're so vulnerable and they're so, I don't know, I usually keep those things not locked up, but kind of stashed away. And but I'm going to play one now. I played one... actually this same one in one of the last shows, but I think only about 10 seconds of it got through, if it made it at all. So we're going to give this track a new lease of life from a flexi disc that came free with a magazine called The Catalogue. Long gone, I think. This is from 88, 89. My Bloody Valentine and Sugar.
Pretty kids. Good evening, and welcome to this performance of Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark.
Rezultatem 88 metrów i 70 centymetrów.
Dave and Andy certainly sounding good tonight. Well, one thing there's plenty of.
Some years